David's Three Confessions of Faith. Psalms, chapter 119, verses 161-168. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you. If you look at the document of the early church of the first century, you would be able to notice that there were titles that people put in front of their names back then. One of these titles was Titidios. In front of the names, they surely added a title Titidios. People were called as Titidios Paul, Titidios John and Titidios Peter. The word Titidios means the one who never worries. The reason why early believers added Titidios in front of their names is because there was a lot of persecution at the time of the early church. Because they believed in Jesus, they got their houses taken away, they went to jail and lost jobs. Nevertheless, people that believed in Jesus wanted to confess clearly that they are the people that got freed from worries. They called themselves Titidios. It is a confession of faith of the early church that was full of the Holy Spirit. It was a life of witnesses that was even ready to be martyred. It is a confession called Titidios. It is a kind of a person that puts everything onto the hand of God and does not worry in whatever circumstance. As Christians, our confession of faith needs to be very clear. Faith is not about knowing but believing it. In John, chapter 6, verse 69, it says, "We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." It is a confession. Knowing something and believing in something are different. If knowing it is a knowledge, then believing in it is the gospel of life of Jesus Christ. The confession of faith that the religious reformers confessed were the 5 major solas. These are about only the Bible, only Christ, only faith, only grace and only the glory to the Lord. This is an essence of faith. The 7 major movement that practices living these out in life is the Reformed life theology of our denomination. The confession of faith is extremely important. In Matthew, chapter 16, verse 15, the Lord asked Matthew like this. "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" In verse 16, Peter confessed like this. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." When Peter confessed like this, the Lord replied like this as in verse 18, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." In verse 19, Jesus complimented him like this, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." In today's passage, the confession of faith that confesses that they will love the laws of God comes up countless times. These are 3 kinds of faith confessions that show about how the people that love the laws of the Lord should live. It is a confession that they will get rid of falsehood and will live in an honest way. It is a confession that they will praise God and will love the laws of the Lord. It is a promise that God will give these people abundant peace and will not allow any obstacle to get in their way. We need to confess at all times about how we will live our lives before God. We should not live our lives without any consideration, but we should live our lives thinking about how God will see us. David confessed that he will live his life in an honest way. In verse 161 and verse 163, he said that he will not compromise with falsehood. Let us read verse 161 together. It says, "Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word." In today's passage, the word about falsehood comes up numerous times. In verse 29, it says, "Keep me from deceitful ways, be gracious to me through your law." In verse 104, it says, I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. In verse 161, it confesses like this, rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. Falsehood is about being deceived by evil spirits spiritually, and it loses trust in the relationship with other people. It is the most unfortunate thing. David could not live his life in an honest way back in the old days. Through it, he experienced an enormous number of hardships. David tried to steal away the wife of Uriah, and to hide it, David commanded Uriah to be in the forefront of the troops in the battlefield and caused him to be dead. He committed a sin that could not be forgiven. For the price of that sin, his child lost life and his son Absalom tried to get the seat of the king and rebelled to take over the king's throne. So, David even had to run away barefoot. Also, a trusted servant betrayed him, committed a coup. It was a price of sin that he had to put up with because he lived a life of falsehood to conceal the sins. This David heard criticism of Prophet Nathan, and until his bedsheet got wet with tears, he repented. He confessed that he would live a life in an honest way before God. In Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10, confession of David comes up as a prayer, creating me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. In fact, hands and feet sinned and body committed sins, but David prayed saying, correct his heart. It is because the falsehood of the heart is the reason of it. We need to pray to live in an honest way as well. If we come back in an honest way, God blesses. Therefore, David said that he detests falsehood. Let us read Psalms, chapter 119, verse 163. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. Why do we detest falsehood? In John, chapter 8, verse 44, it says, you belong to your father, the devil. Falsehood is from the devil. Falsehood is being deceived by the devil. When running a business as well, we need to run it in an honest way. In Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 1, it says, the Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight. In Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 10, it says, differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. A phrase saying differing weights refers to falsehood. As God detests it, how could it be a blessing? When running a sales business and when running a company, put these words in your heart and run a business. Results would get better. Honesty needs to be an asset. Relationship with other people as well needs to be honest. Whether it is a relationship between a married couple, friends, people that you get to know through church, in every relationship, honesty is important. When it comes to an issue with materials, credit needs to be solid. In fact, as closer the person is to you, we should not have any relationship based on materials. It is a wisdom. Nation as well, it needs to be an honest nation. In every nation, there is a feature of its people. I heard that in Germany, its feature is honesty. When they purchase things, they ask whether these are solidly made. This is how luxury goods like Benz, BMW are produced, which are preferred by the people of the world. The US is a country governed by law. What is its price? It has a value equivalent to its price. They process everything according to the law. They have strong compliance spirit. Even though people of all sorts, all races live in the US, they maintain their order well, because they have strong compliance spirit and public authority remains strong. Right now, our public power is collapsing. I heard that people get drunk, and they make trouble with the police in the police station. Is there any other nation like this? In the US, when someone crossed the police line, the police even arrested the Speaker of the National Assembly on the spot. China is a paradise of counterfeit products. They even make fake eggs, so how could we trust something? There is no one that approves products made in China. It is because they are dishonest. Now, the bigger crisis than politics, economy, and defense that we face is a task of restoring honesty of people. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will not compromise with falsehood like David, and will pray to live in an honest way. David confessed that he desired to live with deep spirituality. Let us look at verse 164. It says, "Seven times a day I praise you for your righteous laws." A praise song is a prayer with music. Someone that praises a lot is a person that enjoys having a deep spiritual relationship with God. It is because praise is a prayer with music. Without grace in the heart, we are unable to give praise. David praised God seven times a day. It does not mean that he sang seven praise songs, but he praised seven times. Without having gratitude and grace in the heart, we are unable to give praise. If our hearts are full of worldly anxiety, worries, fear, and if our hearts are chaotic, we are unable to give praise. In praise, there are deep spirituality and also power. Have a look at the 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 23. It says, "Whenever the Spirit from God came upon Saul, David would take his harp and play. Then relief would come to Saul, he would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him." When David played harp, the evil spirit left from him which was in him. In Acts, chapter 16, verses 25-26, when Paul and Silas prayed and praised God in a jail, even a jail door got opened and a jail floor was shaken. Even steel chains were broken. They experienced these miracles. It is a power of praise. In Revelation, chapter 7, verse 13, it says, "Then one of the elders asked me, 'These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?'" In verse 14, it says, "I answered, 'Sir, you know.' And he said, 'These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.'" In Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9, this praise has been said as a new song. It says, "And they sang a new song, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.'" In Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 6 as well, it says, "And they were calling to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, the whole earth is full of His glory.'" When we had the 45th anniversary event recently, a choir of 7,000 members of our denomination sang a praise song, "Hallelujah" of Handel Messiah. My heart was so touched. When I went on a missions trip before, for 12 hours of return trip, from the first hymn, we started singing a car. 30 hymns, 50 hymns and 100 hymns, while we sang hymns, the Holy Spirit began to be with us. The mission trip members that we went on together started weeping from here and there and repented. Some were full of joy and touched by the Holy Spirit. We experienced amazing grace. After that, when we go on a mission trip, I let people to sing praise songs. Then people do not get carsick and they do not complain. They feel less tired, and when people are about to reach the destination, I see that people are full of the Holy Spirit. I can read it from their faces. It is because the Spirit of God in their hearts are communicating. In a day, how many hymns do you sing? A hymn is a prayer with music. At all times, I pray and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will proclaim that you will have a spiritual victory through praise, and will be filled fully with the Holy Spirit. David confessed that he loves the laws of the Lord. Let us read verse 165. It says, "Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble." God promised two kinds of grace to the ones that love the Word of God. The first one is a promise that He would give us abundant peace. Abundant peace means peace that comes from the heaven above that God gives. It is not a temporary peace that just stays for a while and disappears when circumstance or condition changes. Just because some people get to enjoy their life on a mountainside or on the field, it does not mean that they are at peace. God needs to give them peace. The other thing is that it is a promise that God would take away the obstacles. In the world, there are so many obstacles. Obstacles related to people, with material things, with health, with business and so on. So many obstacles are hidden in the world, and the fact that there would be no obstacle means it is a grace out of grace. It is because God looks after us. David loved the Word of God so much. In Psalms, chapter 119, verse 103, he confessed like this: "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." In Psalms, chapter 119, verse 105, he confessed like this: "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." It is a confession that the Word of God is like a lamp that sheds light on the future of our lives. Restoration of faith is going back to the Word of God. If we go back to the Word of God, our souls would live. The Word of God is life. In Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it has been like this: "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." The Word of God is a plumb line. In Amos, chapter 7, verses 7 to 8, it says like this: "This is what he showed me: the Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me, 'What do you see, Amos?' 'A plumb line,' I replied. Then the Lord said, 'Look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer.'" When constructing a building, a plumb line gets extended and it becomes a standard. Likewise, a plumb line that becomes a standard of life is the Word of God. The Word of God is the power that transforms the people. In Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 29, it says, "It is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Even though the heart is hard like a solid rock and it is closed, if the Word of God enters into it, it breaks and transforms the person." This is the power of the Word of God. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a genuine confession of believers is hoping that we would live a life in an honest way like David did. Wherever we are, we need to have a spirituality that praises at all times. Also, it is living the life by loving the Word of God. It is a spiritual life of a believer and a life of abundant grace. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your faith would be Titidios, a person that does not worry about anything at all. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that this would become your own confession. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.